Shelley, I'd like, first of all, to learn a little bit about you. So why don't you tell me how you got involved with World Ag Expo, what's the role you're playing in this year's show, and that kind of thing.
Okay. Actually, it's kind of a strange story. My husband started out as a volunteer, and I was left running the family business, and he would just kind of disappear for all day, and I couldn't figure out why he was gone so long. So I started appearing at the show to check on the husband to see what the attraction was. I found him and all of our friends and neighbors there. So as a result of after 18 years of volunteerism, I've been selected to be the volunteer chairman of the show.
I see. Well, I understand that it takes a lot of people like yourself who do volunteer a lot of time and effort to help make this happen. Tell me a little bit about the show this year. What are some of the things that especially people who have never been to a World Ag Expo ought to know?
Okay. The show is one of the largest in the world. We pride ourselves on being the largest. We have 85 acres of outdoor show exhibits. So there's going to be over 1,600 exhibitors this year setting up their little booth or pavilion for the show to showcase their agriculture products and services to people that wish to come. So we cover the entire gamut of agriculture. In the past, we've had diverse things as pineapple pickers, coffee bean pickers, all sorts of automated equipment there, and the exhibitors were happy to haul this to the showgrounds because they knew they would reach their target market would be attending. So it's a very unique situation of buyers and sellers coming together for the same purpose.
Well, I understand that the show, and I'm one of those people that actually has never personally been, and kind of hoping that that changes this year and that I get a chance to go. But describe the I know it's very diverse, but all of the different kinds of agriculture that are represented. I know it's not just a one type of agriculture show, right?
No, it's not. And we run the entire gamut of because of where we are in Central California and due to the large number of dairy in our area and the fact that we have approximately 350 different ag commodities within 100 miles of the show site, we have to, it's kind of been everything coming together in the same location. So dairymen come as well as farmers, and then our international audience is also drawn for the same reason. It's all in one location. They can see it all. So some people will come and they will spend the entire 3 days of the show going through their list of things that they want to see and just going, oh my, isn't that interesting, but it's not doesn't appeal to me because that's somebody else's area.
Yeah,
so it's something you really have to plan, you know, before you come to attend.
Right. And because just the very name of it, you mentioned international, it's a world show. Tell me a little bit about the type of international visitor involvement you have.
Okay. This year we're expecting way over 1,000 visitors due to the response we've had so far looking for letters of invitation. We do know that we have over 100 different foreign exhibitors that are coming in from outside the U.S. We know that the Australians are coming back, and they're setting up two pavilions, which will be tents in which will be different Australian commodities, and that doubled from last year. So that was very successful. This year, the Brazilians have also bringing a contingency, and they're very interested in promoting their biofuels technology, because they've been involved in it since the mid-1970s. So it's going to be a really unique sort of show this year.
Well, I understand that, you know, as diverse as the show is, one of the big commodity elements of it is the dairy industry, which obviously is huge in California. Can you tell me a little bit about what dairy producers or those interested in the dairy business would find when they come to World Ag Expo?
You're going to see the major manufacturers will be present. Our show, the dairy section, has as many exhibitors as World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin. And it's all congregated within one section of the ground. So it's a very intense. So you'll see full-scale milking parlors set up. In the past, we've been restrictive and careful with having livestock on the ground just due to the large number of international visitors we have and the threat of hoof and mouth. This year, we have been working with our exhibitors. CMIX is bringing in a display of their cows to show where their products and services are coming from. So those will be on display, and we're really happy to have that exhibitor trying a new marketing angle at our show. And then we're also we've expanded and put on another 5 acres of show site in the dairy area, and that will be our new dairy technology pavilion, and as well where we're going to be spotlighting the top 5 new dairy products of the year. So those are ones that have been selected by some dairy specialists here in California looking at the latest technology. So we're really thrilled with that.
Great. Well, it sounds wonderful, and look forward to, hopefully, like I said, having the opportunity to attend. For the show takes place this year, February 12th through the 14th.
Right.
And if someone is interested, I know you can go, you've got a website at worldagexpo.org, I believe it is.
Right.
And people can register there?
Yes, and that brings up a whole new, brand new technology. We are doing the first in the industry with ag shows, and we are doing electronic registration. And so, yes, attendees can go onto the website, and they'll be able to register and pay at that time, and they'll be able to give some demographic data that we are gathering, which kind of indicates exactly what they represent. So if they're dairymen, we want to know how many cows, how many acres, and what their interests are in attending the show so that we can work with our exhibitors to bring the best of what they want to see to the shows in the future. So, yes, they can get the information there on the website. At this time, I would recommend if they do need housing accommodations, that they go through the website for some direction, because housing is a little slim as right here during the farm show. So they may have to travel a ways.
Gotcha. Understand. Well, let's see. How about from the standpoint of companies that exhibit or sponsor, are there still some ways that companies can get involved with Expo even at this point, or would they be looking towards next year at this time?
There are a limited number of spaces in one of our indoor pavilions that are still remaining. All of the outdoor sites have long been sold. If they are looking for involvement this year, they can definitely contact the sales office and see the potential for signing up. We'd be more than willing to assist them, or at least contact us about receiving an exhibitor package for next year, or definitely going online and pulling up information off the website. Everything's available there. As far as sponsorship opportunities, that would be, we're definitely looking at next year. But we're definitely looking at working with exhibitors to market their product in the best possible way to the agriculture market.
One last thing I think people might be interested to know is, what can we expect that the weather might be like at that time of year?
Oh, the weather for people in the Midwest, it will be delightful. My crystal ball's a little broken as far as forecasting the weather. We recommend that people wear comfortable clothing because we are an outdoor show. Dress in layers because we are lucky enough to, people can even get sunburned going to the show on very good years. Or it's not even possible that it just actually might dribble and we might have some light liquid sunshine coming down. So it's to their advantage to dress comfortable.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a bit. We were down in, I think we got down to maybe 10 degrees here in central Missouri a couple, two nights ago. So I'm sure that it would be considered nice compared to where we've been.
Yes, as far as weather, we should be in the low 30s at the worst, with luckily probably being in the 50s during the day.
Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview and tell us about the show. Anything else that you'd like people to know that we didn't touch on?
Okay, there's going to be there'll be under 700 different exhibitors in the dairy section alone, and that's the very, very specific dairy, and then we'll have other general exhibitors on the rest of the grounds that would also appeal to dairymen. And as well as the general ag market. So, and we also have each day of the show, we have seminars that appeal either to general ag, international issues, or irrigation items. So we make our seminars timely and available to the attendees, as well as the food is just awesome. So we pride ourselves on our hospitality, and I'd like to extend an invitation to all your listeners to come to the show this year.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate it. We'll make sure that we get that out to as many people as we can.
Okay. Appreciate it very much, Chuck.
Thank you very much, Shelley.